Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a space and platform of intentional healing, rest, joy, and abundance for Black women. I realize that changes almost every time I say it, so I kind of get a little chuckle in my throat, but I swear I just want to say all kinds of things at the beginning. So yeah. That's what it was. That's what my spirit was feeling today. So first of all, welcome into the space. I'm so glad that you're here. Now, if this does sound a little bit different, it's because I'm recording on my phone, not in front of my microphone. I'm sitting in my living room. I'm on the couch. And the extra sounds may be like a TV in the back room or something. So my apologies in advance if that comes over. So you know, I want to also say, if this is your first time listening, did I just say this part? I want to thank you so much for being here. Listen, y'all, I'm just letting y'all know in advance, like, your girl is a little tired. These last 2 weeks, maybe off and on, not consistently, but I've just been feeling a little tired. And I know that for me, when I'm tired, one possible reason is that I may not be doing a lot of physical stuff necessarily, but emotional and just like mental stuff, like a lot of thoughts and thinking and trying to figure things out. So when that happens for me, I do get a little tired. And as you know, or as I hope you know, like if you are tired, it can sometimes open you up for, I don't want to say illness or anything like that, because I don't want to speak that over your life, but it can open you up to just not feeling your best. How about we just say that? You're not necessarily feeling your most energetic self. That could be one possible reason. So that's how I'm feeling right now. And, you know, it was hard for me to press play on this episode today, or excuse me, press record on this episode today. But that's kind of like the headspace that I am in right now. So, you know, just wanted to share that. At least you think that every time I come here to the podcast, like, you know, I'm just riding this high wave, because that's not always the case. You know, life has ebbs and flows, as we've talked about before. So in any case, let me plug in my charger here because my phone is wanting to die. There we go. All right. So I have a really short episode for you today, and it honestly is literally just one thing that I want to stress to you in 2024, the year of our Lord, and that is, give yourself permission to rest. Give yourself permission to rest. Like how I had to give myself permission to rest recently, or over the last couple of weeks, like, my body's going through some changes, and I know that the age range of this podcast audience is probably somewhere between about 25 and maybe 55-ish, 60. So for my younger girls, like, you probably aren't in this space yet, but for my, you know, my women, I want to say this as eloquently as I can, my listeners that are, you know, going through some changes, some new seasons in life, you know, there's just a lot happening with the body, okay? There's a lot happening with the body, our hormones be hormoning, and there's just a lot of different things going on. I think personally, I'm in a space where, because I know my periods are changing, and so I'm pretty sure I'm in perimenopause. So I have appointments to make and some other things this year, because I really want to figure out like why my my energy has just kind of been zapped. So I had to really give myself permission in the last couple of weeks to not be okay. Like to say, you know, I'm going to prioritize myself. I'm not going to do certain things. For me, certain things look like I stayed in bed and slept a very long time. One of these days over the last few days, I very rarely do that. You know, on Patreon, I meet up with a few ladies every Sunday. We have what I call Bloom Room. I canceled Bloom Room this weekend because I had the capacity, but it's like I just didn't want to push myself. And I want to make sure that you are giving yourself space to do the same. I know how hard that can do, real talk, but hear my heart. Like, you are the most valuable thing, okay? You are the most valuable thing. And I know that the world is telling you that you're only good for one thing, and that's the energy that you put out as far as, like, your efforts, who you can make whole, who you can support, who you can work for, who you can, you know, grind for. But that's just not it, okay? And I really want for Black women to get to a place where they really, really understand that it's okay to put themselves first. Even though we exist in a society that will do everything pretty much possible to keep you in your place one way or another. That's just how the system is built. And the thing that's so crazy to me when I think about this is the fact that it just happens in cycles. Like, for example, I'm Gen X, okay? And, you know, behind me is what, millennials. Then we have, I think, Gen Z, if I'm not mistaken. And then before me, or before Gen X, excuse me, we have, what are they called? Not the silent generation. I think it's the boomers, then the silent generation. I don't recall exactly, but my point is that it's all cycles. It's all cycles. So it's like one generation goes in, they get ground to dust and depleted, and then they're out. And then the next generation comes in, they take over for the previous generation, they get ground down to the point of just whatever, you know what I mean? Used up, spat out, kicked to the side, and then the next generation comes in, and then the next generation comes in, and then the next generation comes in. Now, I will say that for some of us that have certain privileges, okay, life is definitely a little bit easier for you in some circumstances, or a whole lot easier for you in some circumstances. I'm talking about people that really do not, they have the luxury of not really partaking in the system the way that the average person does. They have more choices. They have more options. Okay. When you have more choices and more options, you don't have to use your energy in such a way. You just don't. That's just facts. I'm not mad about it. I mean, actually I am. I'm mad about how the system is set up. But that's just what it is. My point in all this is that even though we do exist in these systems that tell you that you have to be a certain way, that you have to deplete yourself, you have to grind it out, you have to hustle hard, you have to not even give yourself time to take a break or even a breath, okay? Because there's always something to do. I just want to let you know that there's literally always going to be something to do. There will always be something to do. If you're alive and you're listening to the sound of my voice, I'm sure if I gave you 30 seconds, you can give me a list of 15, 20 things that need to be done right now, either in your life or at your job or with your kids or in your household or whatever, right? There's always something that needs, quote unquote, needs to be done. There's always something that needs to be done. I want you to be thinking about that logic, because I'm hoping that it will help you understand that even if you give yourself time to rest the way that you deserve, there's going to be things that need to be done. Even if you don't give yourself time to rest, you know, before your body shuts down, even if you don't give yourself time to rest, even if you knocked out those 15, 20 things that you told me about, guess what? Tomorrow, do you think there's going to be more things that need to be done? So that's my point. There's always going to be something. There's always going to be something. And I'm not saying this to be a downer. I'm saying this because I just want to open your eyes. I want you to just kind of face it and know. And this is especially for those of us that really just will not allow ourselves to be still, that really just will not allow ourselves to use our vacation time. And I'm talking to those of you that rolled over 5, 6, 4, 2, 15 vacation days this year into 2024, even though I implored you to take some time, take some days, the days that you have on the books. You know, even though I implored you to, you know, you had some sick time saved up and you were scared to use it. Don't be afraid to use that sick time this year, because I can guarantee you that if you are working at a job or you're in a situation where they're going to let you go because you are using the sick time that you are just, that they say that you have, I wouldn't want to work for that company anyway. I, honest to God, would not want to work for that company anyway. I would want to work somewhere where I am valued. I want to work somewhere where the people, the employers or whomever, they understand that we are not robots. I can't speak for the previous generations, but I know for me personally and my generation and beyond, like, things, tides are changing. I heard something recently about how, and I'm not sure how true this is, I didn't do too much digging, but they're having problems filling some seats in jobs and filling some spots. And I think it's because people are just sick of the okey-doke. We are sick of laboring and killing ourselves and slaving away for this system that we never agreed to. We never signed up for, we never co-signed, we never say, yep, that's for me, that's what I want for my life. Like, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. What I would like to encourage you to do is to take some time. I know that it's hard. Pretty much every woman that I talk to, like either in my circle or like just in general, like when I hear from you, when I get emails or just hear from you, or when you send me like DMs on Instagram, like I hear from you, and I literally every black woman I know, it's just so hard for us to step away. Listen, hell, I'm preaching to the choir, or not I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm in a similar position because, as you know, I do this podcast and I'm here like every Monday, and I want to take some vacation time. I want to take some time away. I've kind of recently, this is something that I've been chewing on as of late, but then I'm thinking like, what will happen if I do that? Am I going to, in essence, like destroy what I have built? Am I going to destroy the consistency I've been able to carve out in just this one thing that I feel like I do, you know, to the best of my ability? Or like, I feel like I'm walking in my purpose when I do this. What's going to happen if I take a break? What's going to happen if I step away? You know? So I know how hard it is. I do take rest and I do rest, but sometimes we need different types of rest. It's not always necessarily just the physical rest, which, hear me when I say this, the physical part is 1,000,000% necessary. Like, sis, if you're not getting, you know, at least I'm thinking 7-8 hours of sleep consistently, there definitely should, that should be looked at. That definitely should be looked at. Now, if maybe it's a hormonal thing, or maybe you have small kids, or I mean, maybe you have different schedules. Like, I don't know, but just something I want you to think about. But it's more than just physical rest. Sometimes we feel drained because we're trying to mentally work through some things like I mentioned before, or spiritually work through some things like I mentioned before. And it's exhausting because that is energy. That is a way that you can be drained. And so I would love it if you allowed yourself that time, not just for physical rest, but mental rest, spiritual rest. That is something that I am definitely going to be doing, even though there are, like I said, concerns about, well, if I take a hiatus of some sort, what will that look like? How long will it be? What's going to happen? I'm not going to even say what I was going to say. I'm not even going to say that because I'm not trying to speak negativity into my situation, but I expect that things possibly would change and perhaps I could definitely recover from that. I mean, it's not like it would be like a year long hiatus or anything like that, or even a month long hiatus. But, you know, because I'm not going to be feeding the system, things will change. I have to sneeze. Hold on 1 second. Excuse me. But yeah, you know, like I think I've talked about this before, but like everything we do obviously has consequences, and consequences do not necessarily just mean a bad, negative thing. It just means there's going to be some type of action or there's some type of effect that happens when you do X, right? Something will happen because you're putting energy or effort into this one thing, and it's going to cause an effect. You know what I mean? Consequences. So I know that there will be consequences when I take this little break. But, you know, I've gotten to the point after some great, I don't know, insider just going within that we all need to do very regularly. And I'm like, you know what? That's just going to have to be okay. I'm just going to have to trust that this is a positive. It's going to have a positive effect. And if not, then I'm still going to be okay. I'm still going to be okay. I don't know. Maybe I'll miss out on some things. That's okay. You know, us trying to show up in all the spaces and be all the things, I can tell you how it's working for me personally, but I would ask you, how's that working for you, sis? Like, how is that working for you? Showing up, being all the places, doing all the things. Real talk. How is that working for you? How is that working for your spirit? Is doing that really getting you closer to that life that you feel like you deserve? Is it really getting you closer to that vision of freedom and joy and expansion and abundance that you have for yourself? I can't answer that question for you. I can only kind of just like throw it out there. But I would imagine that based on the conversations that I have, or the emails that I receive, or the DMs and the questions and things like that, I would say probably for most of us, the answer is no. Or for a lot of us, the answer is no. And that needs to be explored. That needs to be looked at. What I don't want you to do is just waste your life away, hustling, grinding, trying to get ahead, crunching numbers, like trying to be the best, do all the things, support all the people. Like, where do you fit into all of that? Where do you, like the real you, not the you that you present to the world, that outside kind of like representative, like where do you fit into all that? Where do you fit into all that? That's a question that I'm asking myself too. Like, where do I, like the real Brie, where do I fit into all that? I don't know. But I do know that rest is mandatory for me, and rest is a necessity. Rest is a necessity. And again, we know physical, even though I will remind you every single day if I have to, because I know that some of us are not, we're not doing it. But physical rest is a necessity, but also those other types of rest as well, including that mental rest and that spiritual rest. And so what I want to do during my time of rest, again, I don't know if it's going to just be a couple of episodes or what. And by the way, I will be putting up if I can, some of the really good episodes that I had in the last few years. So there will be content, because I know that you haven't listened to all the episodes. I know that for a fact. But so I won't leave you hanging. But I plan on really just taking some time for myself. Something that is just unheard of, right? For a lot of us, like, what? Taking time for yourself? Yes, taking time for myself. And I encourage you to do the same. But I want to go to museums. I want to start or continue exploring like space. And it's going to sound funny, but this is my truth. Ain't no shame. But like space and all that comes with space, including like aliens and life on other planets. Okay. That's my truth. I'm fascinated with just space and just all that stuff and different planets. And I don't even really know much about it, but I want to, and that's why, one of the reasons why I want to explore that. I want to take up a hobby this year. I want to do something fun, like, not even sure yet, but something that just kind of like gets me out of my comfort zone a little bit. So I'm not even quite sure what that is. Also, there's like these gardens I want to visit here in California. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm kicking myself in the butt because, you know, sometimes you'll say like, you know, I want to do this one thing. Sometimes, y'all, that opportunity is not there forever. Sometimes that opportunity is just not there forever. So for those of you who are saying like, you know, one day I'm going to do X, Y, Z. One day I'm going to go here. One day I'm going to go there. I can tell you that life is constantly changing. Doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. But I'll tell you, like, for me, I wanted to go. There's this garden in California that I wanted to go to. It's like a botanical garden. And last year they had these, what are they called? Not sculptures. They had these, doggone it. What's it called? Let's call it just a display. I can't think of the name, but it's not a sculpt. Maybe it's called a sculpture. I don't know though. I don't think so. They had these displays of these big trolls. I don't even know how these things had to have been probably like, I'm guessing like 10 feet high, you know, maybe like 5 feet wide or just something like that. I didn't get to see them in person, so I'm guessing the size, but they had these like trolls, I'm thinking made out of like just different natural materials like branches or wood or different things like that. And it was a part of like this traveling, art, you know, how art goes from place to place. Exhibit. I think I was saying sculpture. Maybe I meant exhibit. But I called recently because I kept saying, you know, I'm going to go. And I called just like last week or something, because I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. And unfortunately, the exhibit's no longer there. The trolls that I wanted to see that have been there for several months, it's gone now.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Way anti-frizz cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze anti-frizz cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. I'm not saying that I'll never get a chance to see it, but my point is that these things that we say that we want to do, especially when it pertains to us and the things that we want to do, and it pertains to us in the way that we deserve to be prioritized, and when it comes to us in the way that we deserve to be valued, and in the way we deserve to live, and the joy that we deserve to experience, and just the good life that we deserve to experience, we just kind of keep putting it off until the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. It's like we're waiting for this magical space to open up that we haven't created, or we're waiting for permission sometimes, or we're waiting for things to just align ever so perfectly for you to finally get a chance to do that one, like that thing that you wanted to do. And you look up, and time has, in my case, it was just a few months, but I mean, we all know a few months really could be a few years sometimes for some of the stuff that we want to do. And sometimes we look up and that opportunity is not there anymore. That opportunity for joy, that opportunity for rest, that opportunity to just have a certain type of happiness, or have a certain type of experience, or do a certain thing, that it's not like the experience may never come again, or you may still have it and it shifted. But sometimes when we wait too long, you know, sometimes when you wait too long to do something, it's still available to you, but you got to do extra work now. You got to do extra work now. Like, for example, now I've got to, if I really want to see these trolls, I've got to figure out where they are. I'm not even sure if they're still even in the state at this point, because they could be totally somewhere else. Even on they could be anywhere else at this point, different country, or on the East Coast, or the Midwest, or I don't know where these things are, but they're not local to me anymore. So if I want to see this, now I've got to do extra effort. You know what I mean? To do that thing that I had said for months I'm going to do, but I kept putting off because I was waiting for the quote unquote right circumstances. I didn't make it a priority. I made other things a priority. Some things good, some things that could have waited. Some things that really honestly could have waited. So I'm telling you this because, you know, I really just want you to this year focus on prioritizing yourself. And I know when I say this, I know that it's hard. We all don't have the same access. We all don't have the same resources. We don't have the same lifestyles. We don't have the same living situations. We don't have the same jobs. We don't have the same financial backgrounds and, you know, belief systems. And, you know, I know it's different. But what I also know is that, number one, this is facts. Like, if we don't do it, nobody else will. That's number one. We know that. And number two, like, there is not going to necessarily be a perfect circumstance to do the things that you want to do, to live the way that you want to live, to rest the way that you deserve to rest. Consequences, right? Consequences. Consequences. Like, sometimes things have to be kind of put down and put to the side while we do these things that will prioritize us in the ways that we need based on the season. For me, this season is about rest. And so because of that, my consequence possibly is going to be that I'm going to miss out on some opportunities to earn income. And I'm not saying that casually. I do not take it lightly. But I think I mentioned in the last, or maybe in the last few weeks, I can't recall which episode that I said this in, but money, as important as it is, obviously, it doesn't necessarily motivate me. It doesn't motivate me to do things that I don't want to say that I don't want to do, but it doesn't motivate me to do to it doesn't motivate me necessarily to interrupt my peace, if that makes sense. I can't even explain it. Hopefully you're picking up what I'm laying down, but yeah. So that may happen because I am officially about to enter some type of season of rest, and I'm not quite sure what that looks like just yet. But I do know that it will include, in even the smallest of capacity, that I will take a little break from the podcast and literally do nothing, if that's what I need to do. But again, I'm not sure what that looks like yet. And I'm just future forecasting because it's not like it's going to happen next week, but I do believe that it's going to happen soon. And during that time, it's going to give me a chance to kind of like reboot the podcast. It's going to give me a chance to invite people that I want to have on the show and hopefully start having more conversations. It's going to give me a chance to just step away, take a breather, and break up some of the monotony that I have in my life. Man, I swear sometimes like monotony is just like a, as much as we, or I'll say as much as I benefit from habits and routine and stuff like that, for sure. Sometimes things do get a bit monotonous and you just need a little breaky break. You know what I mean? You need just that little, that breath of fresh air to kind of like come in and just kind of like sweep out the old energy, if that makes sense. And I think that's what I need, just in a lot of areas of my life, because I just, you know, I just get so comfortable, even in the discomfort, even in the exhaustion. It's possible you might be thinking, man, Bree, I'm so exhausted right now. I don't know why I can't just do XYZ. Sis, it is so easy to get comfortable in the exhaustion. It is easy to get comfortable in the everyday grind. It is easy to get comfortable in dysfunction. We've talked about that. It's easy because it's what you know. It's what you have become accustomed to. Your body has learned to navigate it. I'm not saying that it's navigating it well, but your body has learned to navigate it. It has learned to overcompensate. It has learned to, support you just enough to where you're able to keep going and doing the same things, even though you're kind of like at a point where you're telling yourself, man, I got to do something different, or, you know, things are not going to be pretty. Okay. So yeah, it's routines for sure, and habits for me are like chef's kiss. I need them, but I also need some flexibility in there too. And I think that's really what life is about. Like, as you are progressing and blooming and growing and expanding and living your hashtag best life and blessed life, you know, you need sometimes those habits and routines because it becomes a certain rhythm, like a rhythm of your life. Right? You learn the dance of this rhythm and you're able to make it work and it propels you and all that stuff. But that doesn't mean that that doesn't make you tired sometimes too, to where you just need that mental, spiritual, physical break, emotional break. Yeah. And that's just kind of like where I am right now. I just need a break. Something. I just need something. Like, you ever felt like that? You just need like a little something to jazz up your life. It could be because also that I'm getting older, you know, 50 is knocking on the door really soon. But I don't think it's just that. I just think, really, honestly, real talk, I just feel like I want to overhaul my entire life. Like, if I could, and I'm sure we all could say this, right? If I could just start my life over, I honestly would. And it makes me wonder, like, what choices would I make again that would invite dysfunction right on back into my life? Because some things I have definitely healed and grown from, but there are still some things that are there that, I have to be aware of and careful of, right?
So just escaping to like a new life or starting over again doesn't mean that now it will be perfect, you know? So that's something to kind of think about too. But if I had it my way, sometimes I just want to get in my car and just drive to some new place where I'm not known and just start my life all over again. And maybe I will do that one day. I kind of envision myself living in like a Hallmark little city where they have like just the one coffee shop and yeah, your girl be just, I don't know. I'm being a little silly, but not like, but that's, I don't know. There's just something that my spirit is calling for right now. And I'm not quite sure what it is, but I know that rest and taking some time to just kind of like regroup and just confirm that I'm headed in the right direction or the direction that I feel is right. That's what I need right now. That's what I need right now. And I want to encourage that for you too. I'm not saying to quit your job tomorrow. I'm not saying to, you know, do anything drastic, but I really would like for you to make some space, just think and reflect and rest and figure out what you need and what areas of your life are exhausted or being exhausted right now. Because maybe some areas are not being exhausted and those are running along pretty well. And, you know, the energy is really good and fresh there. But then maybe there are some areas where you're just like, I've been doing this for some years. I don't know why. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel healthy. It doesn't bring me any type of joy. It makes me feel drained more often than not. Why am I still doing this? Why am I still experiencing this? Why am I not like moving forward and releasing this thing or allowing myself a break and some time to kind of like breathe some new life into this situation and some new ideas, some new thoughts, some new energy. Does that make sense? We all need that from time to time. Honestly, we really do. I know that I do. And I want to encourage that for you too. So that's where I am. That is where I am. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to say. I don't think there is. I do, again, just want to encourage you because this year is going to go by so fast. I promise you, this year is going to go by so fast. It's March 4th today when you listen to this, I think. Yeah, it'll be March 4th when you listen to this. So we're already in March, and I think spring is just a week or two away. Which leads me to now think about springing forward, which I absolutely hate. So yeah, this will probably be the perfect time somewhere around the next few weeks to start taking my little break because, yeah, I don't even like that. But it's March right now. We're going to look up, and it's going to be Mother's Day. Then we're going to look up. And it's going to be like a time little, you know, and then from Mother's Day, it's going to be, I don't even know, Juneteenth, then it's going to be Thanksgiving, and then it's going to be Christmas and New Year's, and it's going to just go in the blink of an eye. And what I don't want for you is that you look up and we're entering 2025 and you are still holding on to like old energy. You really haven't had any type of refuge or sacred time or rest, and you're just chugging along still like year after year after year. It's like, I just want you to be intentional about your rest. I want you to be intentional about how you feel. I want you to be intentional about your joy. I want you to be intentional about your health and your life. I just want us to just be intentional about our lives and about who we are and how valuable we are. And I don't know, it just feels very impossible, but I just know that it's necessary. I know that it's necessary. And again, I realize that there are going to be some consequences based on what you do. So obviously use your wisdom, use your best judgment, your inner intuition as you're figuring these things out. Get into your prayer time and just be open with God and talk to God and let God know, you know, what's going on and how you feel. Ask for wisdom, ask for guidance, ask for direction on how you can make the space that you need for this rest and replenishment and recharging and restoration that you need, and ask for a way that you can do it, like sooner than later, like not in a few years, like this year, right? And when I said that, like, one question that came up automatically in my spirit was like, what do you need to give up? What do you need to release? What do you need to let go of so that you can experience more rest, restoration, replenishment, right? What can you let go of? Thoughts, ideas, people, situations, experiences, like what can you release to make that white space? Because a white space is not just gonna magically appear. It's just not. You've got to make that space. You've got to make that space. As hard as that may sometimes be. I feel like I have to sneeze again. I apologize. But yeah, you've got to make that space. So what can you let go of? What can you release? You know, releasing isn't always a bad thing. Releasing is not always a bad thing. I know that we think that it's just like really bad to let go and to release and move on or move forward. I get that. But release isn't always bad. It's different. And we've got to sometimes learn how to be okay with different. Again, going back to like habits, routines, you know, we get into these rhythms of life and of our lives, and we get used to things a certain way. But I think that's part of life, like just making room to release so that you can invite something else in. Make room for something new, like you're making room for something new in your closet by getting rid of all those old clothes that you bought 15 years ago that still have the tags on them. I'm not judging. You know what I'm saying, though? You clean out that closet and you don't just fill it up right away. You become intentional about what you want to put back in there and how much you want to put back in there, how much space you want to leave. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's in a nutshell, kind of like where I am, what I'm pondering, and what is to come, I guess, for Brown Girl Self-Care. I definitely want to breathe some life into the podcast, but for me to be able to do that, as well as breathe new life into myself, I've gotta make space. I've gotta make room. I've gotta, you know, temporarily let go of some habits that have, you know, become a part of my identity and what I believe I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it, if that makes sense. There is no newness if you're so rigid in who you are and how things must be done and when they must be done, like every single time. Like there's no renewal in that. Because there's no space for it. There's no space to renew and restore when we're just holding on so tightly to who we are, or everything is just completely black and white, if that makes sense, right? Because life isn't black and white all the time. So, you know, make room for some color. And I'm saying that because, to me, and laughing, because I'm the person that wears blacks and charcoals and other neutral colors pretty much every day of her life. You know, that's just funny to me. But even myself, like making room for some little pops of color in my life would really help to brighten me up, I think. So, yeah, all in all, that's literally all I wanted to say. Just wanted to talk a little bit about where I am, where the podcast is, my thoughts on just being intentional with our lives and blooming and rest and restoration and all those beautiful, amazing things. I really hope that you got something from today's episode. And, yeah, change coming. Change is definitely coming. And by the way, I do apologize. Someone had asked, where the videos are for Brown Girl Self Care on YouTube. You can follow Brown Girl Self Care on YouTube at, it's literally just Brown Girl Self Care. That's it, Brown Girl Self Care. And I did not have a chance to put the videos up because I was honestly, I was just tired because I have to go in and do things to the videos and kind of edit a little bit, some stuff out, and that takes time and energy and bandwidth. But I promise you that those videos are going up. There, I have two that are recorded, and those are going to go up in the next week or so. But in the meantime, go and follow Brown Girl Self Care on YouTube. That's where it will be. So that's that there. And what else was I going to say? I think that's it. Honestly, I think that's it for now. So that's it for now. Would love to hear your thoughts. If you are listening to this episode on Spotify, make sure that you leave your comments, thoughts, questions, suggestions, etc. in that little section on Spotify where it asks, what did you think about today's episode? Or if you have any questions, feel free to email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, CONNECT, at browngirlselfcare.com. That's it for this week's episode. Again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed week, and I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self Care Podcast.